This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Max Lucado talks about Psalm 23 in an interesting way. He says, you either have the Lord as your shepherd, or you create your own shepherd. I like that. That's an interesting thought. People don't like that because it's so one way or the other, black and white. You know, it's either this way, the Lord's way, or not the Lord's way. But I believe that. And this is a passage that says it's one way or the other. Who is your shepherd? It's either the Lord or it's not the Lord. So he said some people write their own Psalm 23. Some of you have heard this before. You've read it, but I want you to listen to it. It's really interesting. Here's the Psalm 23 that a lot of people in our culture have today. I am my own shepherd. I am in constant need. I stumble from mall to mall and from shrink to shrink, seeking relief but never finding it. I creep through the valley of death and I fall apart. I fear everything from pesticides to power lines. I like that. I fear everything from pesticides to power lines. And I'm starting to act like my mother. That was funny, but nobody laughed, obviously. I'm starting to act like my mother. I go to weekly meetings at work and I'm surrounded by enemies. I go home and even my goldfish scowls at me. I anoint my head with extra strength Tylenol. My Jack Daniels runneth over. Surely misfortune and misery will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in self-doubt all my lonely life. Now, I know he wrote that tongue-in-cheek. I know he wrote that with a wink. But let me tell you this, the choice is yours today. Either you are your own shepherd, the system is your shepherd, some person, one of the most influential people in the culture is your shepherd, or the Lord is your shepherd. Decide. Decide today and during this series that the Lord God Almighty is going to be my shepherd. I'm not going to walk in the counsel of people who don't even acknowledge God. I'm not going to stand or affirm the way, the choice of sinners. And I'm not going to sit. I'm not going to hang around with those who mock Jesus Christ and who mock God's word and who mock God himself. But my delight is going to be in the Word of God. My delight is going to be His will for my life. Because let me tell you this, the will of God and the Word of God, I finally came to the conclusion in recent years, that's the same thing. The Word of God is the will of God. And the will of God is the Word of God. The more you know of the Word of God, the more you know of the will of God. The more you know of His Word, the more you know of His will. I want to go back to the story I began with about the extended family member. To the best of my knowledge, from that moment when he started meeting with my dad, the day he died, some 10, 20 years later he died, to the best of my knowledge, he never went back to alcohol. Now, I'm not going to be naive enough to tell you that the reason that never happened was because he started memorizing scripture, but let me tell you this, it's a big part of it. You and I need the power of the Word of God in our lives. You need the power of Psalm 1 in your life. You need the power of Psalm 23 in your life. You need the power of Psalm 119 in your life. You can pick the psalm. You can pick the chapter of the Bible. But don't neglect the source of power in your life. I don't worship the Bible. I worship Christ. But let me tell you this. Jesus said His Word will not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. But God's word lasts forever. That's why I'm following it. I want to follow something eternal, and hopefully you do too.
And our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.